The sun may provide Vancouver with peaceful, easy feelings this weekend in spite of the unseasonably cold temperatures. VIA's Weather Hood is predicting very light snowfall for the city Saturday morning, February 8, tapering off by noon so the skies can open up for warmer rays. Eastern inland communities like Strathcona, Trout Lake, and Hastings Sunrise are expected to experience the warmest daily temps, 4°C by Sunday afternoon. The forecast is calling for 1.5 centimeters of accumulation around False Creek, but less than 1 centimeter everywhere else. Bundle up and shovel, Vancouver. Overnight lows may drop to minus 4°C in South Vancouver and Killarney, minus 3°C in Southlands, Carisdale, UBC, and Jericho, and minus 1°C downtown. Vancouver as a whole, according to Weather Hood, may also feel a slight breeze of less than 10 kilometers per hour through the weekend. Vancouver residents are advised to wear layers of warm clothing when venturing outdoors this weekend. The city noted in a social media post Friday that current winter conditions may be challenging, including snow and ice on roads and sidewalks. As well, as conditions could change at a moment's notice, snow and ice could fall from local roofs or overhangs. The city is also reminding homeowners to shovel the snow and ice on their property before 10 a.m. Vancouver asks all residents to shovel their sidewalks daily in front of and/or on a corner lot and keep storm drains clear to prevent flooding whenever snow falls or when temperatures drop below 0°C. Those who don't may receive a $250 fine, according to the bylaw, which could increase to $750 if snow and ice stay on site for more than 24 hours. You're not obligated to clear snow if you live on a commercial or residential private property. Residents who are unable to shovel their sidewalks can also request a snow angel. City Extreme Weather Alert. The City of Vancouver has extended its extreme weather alert with several warming centers open today until Monday. Powell Street Getaway, 450 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation: 9 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, pets, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Includes an overdose prevention site, Bud Osborne Shelter, Warming Center, 27 West Hastings Street. Hours of operation: 8:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. All genders, pets okay. Storage available but cannot accept carts. Chinatown Peace Church, 375 East Pender Street. Hours of operation: 9:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. Closed on Saturday. Drop-in site. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. MT Pleasant Community Center, 1 Kingsway. Hours of operations: 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., Saturday, Sunday, 9 p.m. to 8 a.m., Friday, Monday. All genders, couples are welcome, pets okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Vancouver Community Services Office, 3360 Fraser Street. Hours of operation: 8:30 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes and carts are okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Odd Fellows Hall, 1443 West 8th Avenue. Hours of operations: 9:30 p.m. to 8:30 a.m. Sunday and Monday. Drop-in site. All genders, couples are welcome, bikes okay, no carts or pets. Hot beverages and snacks are available. Parish of St. Mary's Carisdale, 2490 West 37th Avenue. Hours of operation: 8:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. All genders, couples are welcome, carts okay outside. Hot beverages and snacks are available. West End Community Center, 870 Denman Street, entrance off Harrow Street. Hours of operation, 5:30 p.m. to 6 a.m., Saturday, Sunday, 9:30 p.m. to 6 a.m., Friday, Monday. All genders, couples are welcome, pets okay. Hot beverages and snacks are available. The following shelter spaces will remain open today until Monday. Directions Youth Services Center, 1138 Burrard Street. Hours of operation, 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. Will provide overnight accommodation to 10 individuals, ages 13 to 24, all genders served. Aboriginal Front Door, 390 Main Street. Hours of operation, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Entrance at 205 East Hastings Street. Will provide overnight accommodation to 34 individuals, ages 19 and older. Couples welcome. The Salvation Army Belkin House, 555 Homer Street. Hours of operation, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. Will provide overnight accommodation to 25 individuals, ages 19 and older, 18 men and 7 women. Ops Overnight EWR Shelter, 141 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Access via front entrance. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older. Commercial Hastings EWR, 1726 East Hastings Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 7:15 a.m. Site entrance is through the front gate. Will provide overnight accommodation to 15 individuals, ages 19 and older. Kawasa Neighborhood House EWR Shelter, 2425 Oxford Street. Hours of operation, 8:30 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. Site entrance is on the right side of the building, east facing. Dinner, breakfast, and snacks served. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older. Marpole Neighborhood House EWR Shelter, 8585 Hudson Street. Hours of operation, 9:30 p.m. to 7 a.m. Site entrance is through courtyard door, south facing. Will provide overnight accommodation to 30 individuals, ages 19 and older. The Nest, 320 Alexander Street. Hours of operation, 8 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. Entrance at White Gate. Ring buzzer for access. Will provide overnight accommodation to 20 individuals, ages 19 and older, transgender, gender diverse, and two-spirit people only. Stay up to date with hyperlocal forecasts across 50 neighborhoods in the Lower Mainland with VIA's Weatherhood.